Outcome measures used in acute care by occupational therapists. Hongwu Wang, PhD 1, 2. Cindy Robinson, OTD, OTL, FAOTA 1. Jessica Tsatsouras, PhD, OTRL, ATP 1-1 Department of Rehabilitation Sciences, University of Oklahoma Health Sciences Center 2 Harold Hamm Diabetic Center, University of Oklahoma Health Sciences Center. Abstract: the particular challenges to occupational therapy, OT, practitioner working in acute care settings are a limited number of therapy visits and quick discharge. OTs use standardized outcome tools in different settings to help inform colleagues and other medical professionals of the complexity of the patient's diagnosis and functional level and to aid in safe and effective discharge planning. Based on the current literature, there is significant variability in the use of standardized tools to measure OT outcomes at the time of discharge from the acute inpatient hospital. In this study, we retrospectively examined and analyzed datasets from OT students' Level 2 fieldwork in summer 2017. 7 out of 32 OT students completed their fieldwork at 6 acute inpatient hospital settings providing OT services for 205 patients, including 99 male and 106 female patients with an average age of 63.29, plus minus sign 15.86. The average length of stay was 6.60, plus minus sign 7.43 days. In all 6 acute settings, OT students provided activities of daily living, ADL, training, bathing, showering, toileting and toilet hygiene, dressing, functional mobility, personal hygiene and grooming. Other OT services included instrumental activities of daily living, IADL, care of others' pets, health management and maintenance, meal preparation and cleanup, formal-informal patient education, practice and simulation activities, preparatory tasks, exercises, rest and sleep, play, leisure and social participation, and assistive technology. 5 outcome measures were used by the students. Modified Functional Independence Measure, 2 settings, the Functional Independence Measure, 1 setting, the Boston University, 6-click AMPAC, 1 setting, the Canadian Occupational Performance Measure, 1 setting, and self-reported goals by patients, 1 setting. Only 3 settings documented both baseline and discharge outcome measurement data. 2 settings recorded only baseline evaluations and 1 recorded only the baseline goals. Factors impacting the use of outcome measures were identified as: 1. Challenges selecting the appropriate outcome measure. 2. Time-consuming for patients to complete and difficult to complete independently. 3. Short length of stay. 4. Limited time for therapists to complete the evaluation. 5. Fast-paced and dynamic environment, different floors, different teams members. 6. Timing problems where patients undergoing test procedures were off the floor. 7. And patients were medically unstable at the time of the attempted scheduled evaluation. By not using standardized outcome measurement tools, the value and benefits of OT services, such as ADL and IADL training, patient and caregiver education, and training to use adapted equipment assistive devices is anecdotal at best. Further research is needed to identify or develop outcome measures suited for use by OTs in acute inpatient hospital settings. Introduction: OT's role in acute care setting includes but is not limited to facilitating early mobilization, restoring function, preventing further decline, and coordinating care on transition and discharge planning. Research shows that OT is the only spending category that has been shown to reduce hospital readmissions. Rogers, Bai, Lavin, and Anderson, 2016. In spite of the short length of hospitalization in the acute care setting, OT practitioners play an integral role and collaborate closely with other healthcare team professionals, such as case managers, nurses, physical therapists, speech-language pathologists, and physicians, to start a successful rehabilitation process, AOTA, 2017. OTs use outcome measurements in different settings to help inform colleagues and other medical professionals of the complexity of the patient's diagnosis, increase effectiveness, and improve patient outcomes. Standardized outcome tools assist with preventing hospital readmissions in acute care and aid in safe and effective discharge planning. Hoyer et al. 2014. An ethnographic study indicated that non-standardized functional-based outcome measures are the most frequently used method in discharge assessment, with inconsistency in the use of standardized tools at acute care settings. Krenin and McRae, 2010. A survey study on 72 OTs working in acute care settings in New Zealand reported similar results, that the majority of outcome measures used are non-standardized and include both subjective interview and observations of the patient carrying out functional tasks. Robertson and Blaga, 2014. Both studies found that OTs used a wide range of standardized tests, but not on a regular basis. A scope review paper found that OTs are often time poor and within a right time frame are unable to extend their services to provide full intervention and to use currently available outcome measures necessary for the patients. Britton et al. 2015. From the literature, OTs working at acute care settings recognized the potential benefits of using standardized outcome measures and expressed strong interest in using those tools. Blaga and Robertson, 2008. Krenin and McRae, 2010. Chet et al. 2003. Chet et al. 2014. Matt Marie et al. 2014. Robertson and Blaga, 2013. Smith Gabai, 2016. However, acute care OTs are not using them, but rather relying on skilled observation of functional performance. Even when used, there is significant variability in the use, and scarce research is available on the optimal tool to be used by OTs at acute care settings. Purpose: the aim of this study was to identify the outcome measures used by OTs in acute inpatient hospital settings and to explore factors that impact the use of outcome measures. Methods: in this study, we retrospectively examined and analyzed datasets from occupational therapy students' level 2 fieldwork experiences. Before their fieldwork, we asked students to create a dataset of all the patients they worked with over an 8-week time period during summer 2017. Students recorded a range of individual characteristics, e.g., age, gender, race, educational level, and diagnosis and length of stay, into an Excel database. The students chose at least one outcome measure used in the facility and documented the baseline and final performance after therapy on the outcome measure. The students avoided documenting any protected information as designated by the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act identifiers. Results: out of the 32 second-year OT students, 7 of them completed fieldwork at 6 acute inpatient hospital settings, providing OT for 205 patients, including 99 male and 106 female patients, with an average age of 63.29, plus minus sign 15.86. The average length of stay was 6.60, plus minus sign 7.43 days. In all 6 settings, OT students provided ADL training, bathing, showering, toileting and toilet hygiene, dressing, functional mobility, personal hygiene and grooming. Other OT services included IADL, care of others' pets, health management and maintenance, meal preparation and cleanup, formal-informal patient education, practice and simulation activities, preparatory tasks, exercises, rest and sleep, play, leisure and social participation, and assistive technology. The outcome measures used by the students included modified functional independence measure, 2 settings, the functional independence measure, 1 setting, the Boston University, 6-click AMPAC, 1 setting, the Canadian Occupational Performance Measure, 1 setting, and self-reported goals by patients, 1 setting. Only 3 settings documented both baseline and final outcome measurement data. 2 settings completed only baseline evaluations and 1 recorded only the baseline goals. Factors that impact the use of outcome measures include challenges selecting the appropriate outcome measure, too time-consuming for patients to complete and difficult to complete independently, Short length of stay, limited time for therapists to complete the evaluation, fast-paced and dynamic environment, different floors, different teams members, timing problems where patients undergoing test procedures were off the floor, and patients were medically unstable at the time of the attempted scheduled evaluation. Discussion, mobility and function are central factors in discharge decision making for OT. OTs have an interest in finding ways to increase accuracy in predicting discharge. As a means of improving this process, previous research reported that OTs were interested in finding ways to use standardized outcome measures to help guide discharge decision making. Chet et al. 2003, Robertson and Blaga, 2013, Smith Gabai, 2016. Our students and their OT mentors share this interest during the fieldwork. However, despite the interest expressed by OTs at different acute care hospitals and in literature, acute care therapists are not using them but rather relying on skilled observation. There is research suggesting this may be due to the outcome measurement tools being more time-consuming than informal methods, or lack of familiarity of the OT with the standardized outcome measurement tools. Chet et al. 2014, Robertson and Blaga, 2013, Smith Gabai, 2016. This is partially supported by our data that some of the facilities were unfamiliar with many standardized tools. More importantly, therapists question applicability of the tools to the acute care setting where they would have to be administered bedside to patients who were often critically ill, vulnerable, or not feeling or performing at their best. Even for the few standardized outcome tools used by the OT, often only parts of the tool were used. Despite the rare incorporation of standardized outcome measures in acute care settings, OT students and therapists were willing to further explore the benefits of the standardized tools. They felt that standardized outcome measures could be useful and would help them better communicate with stakeholders the rationale supporting their discharge recommendations. The results on their utility from this study were mixed, but the general consensus was that although quick and easy to administer, the selected outcome measures did not help with discharge decision making or discharge planning. By not using standardized outcome measurement tools, the value and benefits of OT services such as ADL and IADL training, patient and caregiver education, and training to use adapted equipment assistive devices is anecdotal at best. Further research is needed to identify common outcome measures suited for use by OTs in acute inpatient hospital settings. OTs need easy access to information about the clinical utility and psychometric qualities of various measures to help with the appropriate selection and clinical applicability of standardized tools to measure functional outcomes in acute inpatient hospital practice. There are some limitations to this study. First, this is a retrospective study and our students only practice 8 weeks during their fieldwork course. The short time period and the novice skills of our students may have influenced the quality of data collected. However, our students were asked to use at least the outcome measures being used at the acute care hospitals they were at, and they worked closely with the OTs working there to make sure the data collected were accurate enough. Second, only 7 students at 6 acute care hospitals were included in this study, and the small sample size may make it difficult to generalize the conclusion. We will continue collecting the outcome tools data in future so we not only can see which tools are being used but also assess the appropriateness of the tools based on the measures. Conclusion: there is no one standardized tool currently available that is comprehensive enough for the acute care setting. OTs agree that they were unfamiliar with any standardized outcome measurement currently available that addressed the diversity of patients in acute care. They acknowledge the benefits and necessity of a standardized tool but felt this would be difficult due to the medical acuity for acute care patients, the diversity of diagnoses, and the difficulty of finding outcome measures that encompass all aspects related to discharge. By not using standardized outcome measurement tools, the value and benefits of OT services such as ADL and IADL training, patient and caregiver education, and training to use adapted equipment assistive devices is anecdotal at best. Further research is needed to identify common outcome measures suited for use by OTs in acute inpatient hospital settings. OTs need easy access to information about the clinical utility and psychometric qualities of various measures to help with the appropriate selection and clinical applicability of standardized outcome measurement tools to measure functional outcomes in acute inpatient hospital practice. Acknowledgements: the material used for this study was supported by Department of Rehabilitation Sciences and Harold Hamm Diabetes Center at University of Oklahoma Health Sciences Center. References: AOTA, 2017, Occupational Therapy's Role in Acute Care, AOTA Fact Sheet, retrieved, https://www.aona.org/dash/media/corporate/files/abutat/professionals/whatisod/rdp/facts/acute-care.pdf. Blaga, L., and Robertson, L., 2008. The Nature of Occupational Therapy Practice in Acute Physical Care Settings. New Zealand Journal of Occupational Therapy, 55-2, 1118. Krenin, M., and McRae, A., 2010. Occupational Therapy Discharge Assessment of Elderly Patients from Acute Care Hospitals. Physical and Occupational Therapy in Geriatrics, 28-1, 33-43. Hoyer, E. H., Needham, D. M., Atanalov, L., Knox, B., Friedman, M., and Brotman, D. J., 2014. Association of Impaired Functional Status at Hospital Discharge and Subsequent Rehospitalization, Journal of Hospital Medicine, 9-5, 277-82. Chet, D., U., Grover, L., and Keck, C., P., 2003. A Qualitative Study of Clinical Decision-Making and Recommending Discharge Placement from the Acute Care Setting. Physical Therapy, 83-3, 224-236. Chet, D., U., Stilfen, M., Ranganathan, V., K., Pasek, S., D., Frost, F., S., and Chet, A., M., 2014. AMPAC, 6 clicks. Functional Assessment Scores Predict Acute Care Hospital Discharge Destination. Physical Therapy, 94-9, 1250-1261. Matt Marie, L., Ueno, J., and Heck, C., S., 2014. Physiotherapist Perceptions of and Experiences with the Discharge Planning Process in Acute Care General Internal Medicine Units in Ontario. Physiotherapy Canada, 66-3, 254-263. Robertson, L., and Blaga, L., 2013. Occupational Therapy Assessments Used in Acute Physical Care Settings, Scandinavian Journal of Occupational Therapy, 22, 127-135. Rogers, A., T., Bai, G., Lavin, R., A., and Anderson, G., F., 2016. Higher hospital spending on occupational therapy is associated with lower readmission rates. Medical Care Research and Review, 119. Smith Gabai, H., 2016. Occupational Therapy Discharge Planning and Recommendations in Acute Care, an Action Research Study. Nova Southeastern University,